Here's your Friday football forecast for the Ohio State-Purdue game Saturday at 12 noon in West Lafayette, Indiana at Ross-Ade Stadium. The Buckeyes head into that contest winners of 20 games in a row. They're 8-0 overall this year, 4-0 in the Big Ten. Darryl Hazo in his first year at Purdue, his team struggling big time. 1-6 overall, and they are winless in the Big Ten at 0-3, and they aren't doing much of anything right these days. They're ranked 120th in total offense out of 123 Division I teams, and on defense against the run, they can't stop it. They're ranked 92nd against the run, giving up 193 yards to the opposition on the ground. And when you look at that and you see what the Buckeyes did last week against Penn State on the ground, 408 yards, and they're riding high to victory. Going to be a long, long day for the Boilermakers of Purdue, as the Buckeyes listed as 31-point favorites in this one, and I don't think it'll be that close. The Buckeyes need style points, regardless of what Urban Meyer might be saying to the media. He realizes that in order for his team to maybe climb the ladder in the BCS rankings and get one of those final two spots, should they go undefeated, he's got to win impressively from here on out. He did so last week against Penn State, 63-14. I think you'll see more of the same this week. Carlos Hyde should have a huge day against the Boilermakers. He comes in averaging 118 yards on the ground. He could get that in the first half against the Boilermakers. He's already scored 7 times. You add in the fact that you can throw Jordan Hall out there, Ezekiel Elliott, Braxton Miller can run, Kenny Guyton's going to play. Buckeyes could rack up close to 500 yards on the ground this week if they want to. They want to stay balanced, so Braxton Miller will throw the football somewhat, and he's been extremely efficient the last two games, totaling over 300 yards of total offense in each of the last two wins. So look for Braxton Miller to have a big day total offense-wise, but the bottom line is this is a mismatch on paper and on the field. Yes, I know the Buckeyes have struggled playing in Purdue. 4 out of the last 6 times they've gone up to West Lafayette, they came away a loser. And you go back to 2009 when they should have killed Purdue with Terrell Pryor at quarterback, and Pryor turned it over 4 times, and the Boilermakers upset Ohio State 26-18. That's not going to happen this Saturday. Urban Meyer has this team focused, and if anything, the fact that they're ranked 4th in the BCS poll, that might serve as motivation for the Buckeyes so they don't overlook Purdue, that they want to go out there and keep the pedal to the metal and destroy Purdue and put up a large margin of victory to prove everybody wrong in a way that could work to the Buckeyes' advantage in keeping them focused all the way through the Michigan game and then into the Big Ten championship game. The Buckeyes shouldn't have a problem at all with the Boilermakers. I see it Ohio State 56 and Purdue 7. That's your Friday football forecast for the Ohio State-Purdue matchup.